And Judges chapter 18 is the second chapter in a little two-chapter story here. If you remember where we are in the book of Judges, chapters 1 through 16 got us through all of the actual stories of the judges. When we get to chapter 17, we're done talking about the judges, and now we're just getting several chapters explaining what things were like in the times of the judges. So this material is out of order from the rest of the book because it's just stuff that happened in the time of the judges. That's why at the beginning of chapter 18, verse 1, it just says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Remember, that's the theme of this end portion of the book. We saw that statement made in chapter 17. We see it here in chapter 18. And then at the very end in chapter 21, we see that the last verse of Judges is, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's not a phrase that has come up earlier in the book of Judges, in chapters 1 through 16, but in chapters 17 through 21, it keeps coming up because this is kind of another section in the book of Judges showing us just what the times were like and the need for leadership and how there's a lack of leadership and how all of these wrong things are going on in Israel. In fact, if you study the book of Judges and compare scripture with scripture, you realize that these events that we're reading about in chapters 17 and 18 are actually probably, you know, hundreds of years before Samson. They're probably actually toward the beginning of the period of the judges. Because the period of the judges is about 400 years. And Samson was the last one that we saw. And this is an event that happened earlier toward the beginning of that time. So it says in chapter 18, verse 1, in those days there was no king in Israel. And in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. And again, this would tend to indicate this is toward the beginning when they're still getting settled into the land and everybody's getting dialed in with their inheritance. For unto that day, all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, go search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. This is before hotels, so you would stay at people's houses. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite, and they turned in thither and said unto him, who brought thee hither, and what makest thou in this place, and what hast thou here? So, basically, they recognized this guy's voice, because if you remember, we were introduced to this bozo back in chapter 17, this priest of Micah. And this guy's just a wandering guy. And right away, you have to wonder, if this guy's a Levite, shouldn't he have a gig already back serving the Lord, you know, with the other Levites? And shouldn't he be with his family and serving the Lord in the tabernacle and doing what Levites do? Why is he just wandering? You know, when you have a guy who's just wandering and he doesn't have any friends or family, he's just kind of this guy out wandering around and he's just going to start a church now? That's kind of weird. And you know, that's why we kind of make a big deal about the fact that anybody who pastors a church or anybody who starts a church, they need to be coming from a church. You know, you have just these guys who've been out of church for years listening online. Now all of a sudden they're going to found their own church. That's ridiculous. You know, before you can be a leader in the church, you need to be a follower in the church. And great followers make great leaders, you know. So if you got a guy who's serving faithfully in his local church and approved of by his fellow church members, and they decide, yeah, this is great. This guy's qualified. Yeah, this guy should go start this church. That's a little different than a guy just out on his own, wandering around, and he's just going to do it on his own. Because there's obviously something wrong with this guy's life if he's just wandering around willing to just go anywhere and just, sure, I'll be a priest for you, whatever. And that's who this guy is. I don't want to review from last week, but that's what we talked about last week, this guy. And they recognize this guy's voice because they're coming from the same general region that he's from. And so it's just kind of a small world where they recognize the guy's voice and say, whoa, this is our buddy. Whoa, what are you doing here, man? And I want to show you some things about this phony priest. This is something that can really show us an example of what false preachers or false teachers or phonies in the ministry are like.